When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions, like maybe putting too much trust in those friends you met at the hotel in Sicily. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Happy almost Saturday morning. Happy beginning of the weekend. Happy playoffs. Happy everything, okay? I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Shout-outs to everybody getting ready to enjoy their Friday night. Shout-outs to everybody getting that money. Shout-outs to everybody relaxing. Shout-outs to you for just being here with me, okay? I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And so this show's being beamed out all over the damn place, all over the country, all over North America. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can lock in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Sirius XM Channel 158, and also a smart speaker. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is here with us as well. And, oh, here we go. Here's this guy. That's his date. Okay, take it easy, Alex Rodriguez. Okay. Wow, okay. Anyway. Well, partial owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, soon to be part of the majority ownership group. The Minnesota Timberwolves are beating OKC right now, 111-86. And so Minnesota is about 5 minutes away from winning the eighth seed in the Western Conference, and the Minnesota Timberwolves will then go on to face the Denver Nuggets. And while I sit here in the studio, I looked up and I see Alex Rodriguez, yeah, part of the Wolves ownership group. He's clapping his hands, and he is sitting next to a woman. And then he's clapping his hands, and then the next thing you know, his hands move over to her shoulder, to her neck, which is fine. And then it's just, I'm like, oh, here's A-Rod's next. It's his girlfriend. It's his date, whatever it is. And you just saw it coming from a mile away. I'm glad that A-Rod only put his hand around her neck and her shoulders and nothing else. But anyway, this isn't the only basketball game that took place tonight. Earlier this evening, the Miami Heat, on their own time, they decided to clinch the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference. The Miami Heat beat the Chicago Bulls 102-91. And Jimmy Butler got busy at the end of this game. The Heat came back from down 6. At one point, they led by 10 in the third. This was a back-and-forth game. And then Miami Heat, they just went nuts at the end of the game. A 15-1 run to close things out. Both Jimmy Butler and Max Strus had 31 points. And Strus, he finished with 7 threes, including this big one. Jimmy Butler was cutting to the basket. He decided to throw it over to the corner. And Strus, he decided to knock down his 7th three. This one was big time. Take a listen, courtesy of the Heat Radio Network.
Butler with 29. Curls around. Leaves it for Strus. Three ball, right wing. He got it! He got it! He got it! Max Strus with 4 barrels of juice. 7 of 12 from downtown. He has 28.
Barrels of juice, okay. All right, whatever. After the game, Max Strus, he was on TNT. They spoke to Chris Haynes. Max Strus, with all the juice, he was asked, hey, how does it feel to take on your old childhood team? This is what he said. I don't care.
It's huge. It don't really matter who we're playing. Just we had to win this one. no matter what. So win or go home, and we're not done yet. So we want to keep playing, and it's good to get that one. But it does feel a little bit better against them, I'm not going to lie.
You had those threes, man. How were they able to find you in those crevices?
Get the ball to him. He's one of the best to find me. I love playing with him. He just makes the game easy for everyone.
Yeah, and then you got Jimmy Butler, who when the playoffs come around, people think that he puts on a cape. Jimmy Butler talked about the key to their success.
Keep being in attack mode. Eventually, the ball's got to go in. I can't keep missing layups.
Did you feel the pressure as a seventh seed? You know, you lost the first play-in game and had this one close. What is the pressure in the locker room?
Nah, I don't think any of us felt any type of pressure. We went out, we competed, we played the right way, corrected some things, and did what we were supposed to do.
Now, Bam Adebayo was feeling pressure. 1 of 9 from the field. Bam Adebayo finished with 8 points. 4 assists. He did have 17 rebounds, and he had a huge block at the end of the game that almost put a punctuation mark on everything. Zach LaVine, a terrible night. 15 points, 6 of 20 from the field, and one of those misses came from this big block by Bam Adebayo.
LaVine flying. He got blocked by Bam at the apex. Bam Adebayo might not be a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, but you try it. I dare you.
And even with that big block, it didn't help the fact that he shot like crap. And so Bam Adebayo, he was asked after the game, man, do you get psyched out? Is it hard to still play both ends of the floor and do everything else when you suck offensively? This is what Bam said.
On a night where maybe the shots weren't going, that you were able to stay in it defensively, rebound at the volume you did. Is that tough to do at times when there's frustration offensively?
No, just because the game isn't only, you know, depending on shots falling. You know, I felt like I had a big impact on that game, even though my shots wasn't falling.
Yeah, that's a question seemingly by someone who has never, ever picked up a basketball ever. Like rebound and defense, that's effort. The shots aren't always gonna fall, but this is not a baseball. Oh my God, I'm crap at the plate. Oh my God, I'm sucking. I'm 1 for 30 right now at the plate, and oh, now I'm standing here in right field and I'm thinking about what I can do at the plate, and now I'm taking my struggles from the plate out into the field. Man, you can rebound the ball. You don't got to, you know, be 12 of 12 from the field to play defense. Congratulations to the Miami Heat. You got the Bucks up next. Congrats. I give the Miami Heat, I don't know, 1 or 2 games, max. The Bucks, unless there's some type of injury, the Bucks should just walk on through them. Either way, the Miami Heat make the playoffs. Eric Spoelstra, proud of his guys.
Obviously, it's not been perfect this year. But I do know one thing about the men in that locker room the last 48 hours. I know how categorically, unequivocally, how badly and desperately our group wanted to get into this damn thing and get into the playoffs to have an opportunity to compete for a title. And that's the part that I love about this group. Even when there's some frustrating times during the season, I know how badly the guys want to win and how much they put into it. And it was just great to see you know, that competitive spirit. It was a classic old school Eastern Conference game.
No, it sounds like, I didn't know if he wanted to cry at the beginning of that or, I don't know. And congratulations to Udonis Haslem, as his career will continue for, I guess, I don't know, six more games to be a cheerleader. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're now about 90 seconds away, about a minute away now, for Minnesota coming to a final conclusion as they close up this 8th seed to take on the Denver Nuggets. I want to get to your calls. I want to update you on the conclusion of this game. I want to talk to you about the Dallas Mavericks being just kind of getting slapped on the wrist for tanking last week. We got more to do. Let's clear some of your calls up from here on the board. 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
Yeah, what up, JR, man? You one of the coolest cat on CBS Sports, man.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, man, you in Atlanta, man. I don't know, and we both in Atlanta, man. I don't know what's going on with this bipolar weather, man. I'll bring up two quick things. You know, the big thing in Atlanta right now is Jermaine Dupri.
Wait, before it even comes out of your mouth, you about to say something about Freaknik?
Well, I was just saying it's the big news in Atlanta, and I know you're a cool cat, but I wanted to see the young JR, and I wanted to see were you a part of this Freaknik documentary.
I was in elementary school for Freaknik. No. You will not see me on Peachtree grabbing ass. No, you won't.
Oh, man, I wanted to see that young JR in the Atlanta streets, man.
No, this is the young JR, and when I'm in the streets, nobody knows, but we'll keep that quiet. What else you got?
Cool. So, yeah, Dan Snyder, man, it's a good thing to get this guy out of here, man. What do you think the impact will be that Magic Johnson is actually a part of the ownership? And what do you think has been the biggest reason? We haven't not yet seen a single minority owner in the NFL or the NBA?
Well, there aren't necessarily a whole lot of minority owners running around who would have the cash flow just to dump at an NFL franchise. NFL franchises don't just pop up for sale every single year. And then third, you got ownership groups. You have to be voted in by about 75% of the owners. And I don't think they're necessarily running around to grab or put somebody in. I think it'll happen one day. Will it happen immediately? I'm not so sure. I mean, one of the groups that was reportedly interested in purchasing the Commanders was Jeff Bezos, who pretty much runs Amazon, which in turn almost runs the world. And Jay-Z was a part of that group. And Jay-Z, for as many billions that he might have, he don't have enough to cough up $6 billion to purchase a team. And so when you ask about the impact that Magic Johnson will have on the Commanders, I'm not looking for it to be a gigantic impact. I will say this, having Magic Johnson a part of the ownership group, of which there aren't even a lot of minority owners for NFL teams, let alone black minority owners on NFL teams, Magic Johnson is going to be, and it sucks to say, probably the best damage control if there should be an issue in the NFL. There's going to be an expectation that for a league that does not have Colin Kaepernick, for a league that was pushed into making a statement by its own players when George Floyd was murdered, that Magic Johnson should have some type of voice or an impact, and I would certainly hope that's the case moving forward. I wouldn't expect anything more.
Yes, sir, man. Great show, JR, man. Look forward to keep hearing you, brother, and I can't wait to see the Freaknik documentary.
Thank you, James, for calling from Atlanta. I appreciate you. Hey, I gotta see if JD is a big sports fan. I don't see him at the games too much. I know he's really into music, but if JD is into sports, we'll get him here on the show. Don't worry about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a final score. The Minnesota Timberwolves have just secured the final spot in the Western Conference, the eighth seed. Minnesota goes over OKC 120-95. The Timberwolves, they got a date with the Denver Nuggets in the first round. It's all done. It's all set. The NBA playoff matchups are done. What we're going to do, we'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'll fill you in on some of the numbers, the information here. I'll give you a rundown of the NBA playoffs and the schedule. Well, soon we'll hear from the Timberwolves, and then we'll talk about the Mavs, and we just got more to do while I'm here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. NBA playoffs set and ready to go.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be right back. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I'm a big fan. I like what you do, man. I enjoy your show. You be on point, brother. You doing the thing, man. Just wanted to commend you about that.
Hey, JR, I love your show, man. I really appreciate what you're doing. You like the Webster of sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I'm still never did I think I guess I've been here long enough now. I never think Shep, you could stop the Missy Elliott. I never thought I'd be here somebody asking me about Freaknik. Hey Shep, you know about Freaknik?
I know about Missy Elliott. I don't know about Freaknik.
Okay. All right. I was going to say I'll send you videos, but I'll let you Google it on your own time, okay?
You know what I'm surprised someone hasn't brought up in all seriousness?
Uh-oh. Well, it's go ahead. I don't know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
No, I'm not trying to be a comedian with this. You know, this was serious in the last 48 hours, and he's an icon. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, what does he have to do with Mike Tyson? Like, what does he have to do with us?
Well, no, because people are bringing up Jermaine Dupri, and he's obviously a figure outside of the scope of sports.
You have to know what Freaknik is to understand the correlation.
Okay, got it. Because, I mean, to me, that's the big story outside of sports right now is what's going on with Jamie Foxx, not Jermaine Dupri.
No, it's not. Jermaine Dupri is not the story.
Got
Jermaine
it.
Dupri is
got
one
it.
Of the he's one of the producers on this upcoming Freaknik documentary, which will air on Hulu. It's tied to Atlanta. That's why he asked. All the best to Jamie Foxx, though. We don't know what his medical condition is. I know I've seen a lot of rumors, and he also tied to Atlanta. I think the movie that Jamie Foxx was working on at the time earlier this week is being filmed down here, as there are a crap ton of movie studios, especially with Marvel, and people film a lot of things here. So all the best to Jamie Foxx, and shout outs to everybody who at some point in their life attended, Freaknik. But anyway, congratulations to the Minnesota Timberwolves. 120-95. The Minnesota Timberwolves go over Oklahoma City. And let me just be very clear. I'm going to give you a short summation, and I'll give you some numbers to back it up. Oklahoma City couldn't hit a damn shot tonight. Awful. Terrible. Josh Giddey had 31 points the other night. Tonight he had 6 points, 2 of 13 from the field. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he had 22 points. He was 5 of 19. And he ended up getting popped in the eye. He looked like he got hit by Gervonta Davis. This is not good for Oklahoma City. They got a bright, beautiful future. Chet Holmgren, I don't know what he'll do. I hope the next time we see him, maybe he has had a couple of cheeseburgers. He needs to go on Zion's diet, and Zion needs to go on his diet. But anyway, the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, Karl-Anthony Towns, another solid performance. Damn good, 28 points. 11 rebounds, 11 of 16 from the field, and Anthony Edwards having a bounce-back game himself. 19 points, 10 rebounds, 8 of 19 from the field. And I just told you about Karl-Anthony Towns. He was getting busy. This was non-competitive by the time we started to really move towards the second half and get deep. Karl-Anthony Towns, this man was going strong to the basket in the third. And he was creating some distance for these Timberwolves. Listen.
Conley off the Gobert screen. Baseline drive to the opposite corner. Nikhil hesitates. Now finds Towns, who rumbles down the lane. The layup is good. Counting the foul. No offensive foul there.
Yeah, Torian Prince had a crap game coming off the bench for Minnesota tonight. Only 6 points, 2 of 8 from the field. But he was able to knock down a buzzer beater to put the Wolves up 17.
Off the inbound up top on Darius Sharge. Takes him into the paint. Got away with the travel. Out to Anthony Edwards. He'll get airborne. Drop it back to Prince, who beats the shot clock buzzer with a corner three. It's a 9-0 Timberwolves run. TP in enemy territory right in front of the Thunder bench.
You can't name somebody TP. Come on now. And who am I to say, right? My name is JR. But who, you can't nickname some toilet paper. Is it just me? If my name was Torian Prince and I'm before the game and the announcer shout outs to the Wolves Radio Network. Hey, TP, how you doing? I'm going to go, what? No, Torian. Or just call me Prince, okay? Don't call me TP. It's toilet paper. Anyway, Anthony Edwards, he has a nickname too. They called this man Ant-Man when he was coming out of here in Atlanta, Georgia. Anthony Edwards, he got busy. He hit a big three late in the game, helped put them up by 14 points.
Cross court, Prince. Anthony Edwards comes to the baseline, spins back middle. Now to Keel to the right side of Prince. He'll take a run along the baseline. Kick out, and open look at the three, and he hit it. That is just perfect basketball. It's beautiful offense. Side to side, drive and kick, drive and kick. Move the ball, 0.5 mentality. 84-70.
Okay, yeah, the game, it was an ass-whooping, okay? 120-95, Minnesota beats OKC. Playoffs are done, folks. Or not the playoffs are done, but the seedings, the games, the all of that is set. And so let me fill you in here if you need a quick update. If you are looking for your basketball fix, it starts tomorrow. You don't got to wait. Depending on, not even, you don't have to wait. We're about 12 hours away. Brooklyn and Philadelphia will get you started at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Atlanta and Boston follows that up. You have New York and Cleveland, and then you have a nightcap, which would be pretty cool, should be pretty cool, Golden State at Sacramento. Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then when you continue on and you start moving over into Sunday, we have the other half of the games. Los Angeles will start things off against Memphis. Miami will take on Milwaukee. The Los Angeles Clippers will take on Phoenix. And in the team that just secured the final eighth spot in the West, Minnesota will go to Denver, where they will probably lose, unless Denver decides to be one of the biggest choke jobs in NBA history. It's possible, isn't it? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Seth. He's calling from Iowa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Seth?
How's it going, JR, man? How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. As a New York Knicks fan, I am excited for tomorrow. Oh. I've been waiting a long time for this. I feel like Stephen A. Smith, they just let us down all the time. But right now, I don't even care if we lose. I am just so glad that we're there.
Okay, so I'm assuming, so I'll tell you this, I'm not favoring the Knicks to win this series. I'm favoring the Cleveland Cavaliers to win. Part of the reason is because of Julius Randle, his ankle. He says, and he'll go out there and play. I can't see him not attempting to play, but him running around on a gimpy ankle is not helping. And so win, lose, or draw, the Knicks, we know they ain't winning the championship. What do you want next for the New York Knicks, let's say over the next year? What do you want from them?
Well, I want a great lottery and a draft pick. So hopefully we can get one of those two. That's all I'm hoping
for. And well, they're in the playoffs, and so you won't see them with a lottery pick, but they're going to end up with a draft pick. And it won't be the Dallas Mavericks pick, but we'll talk about that as well. Seth, I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Thanks, Daryl. Have a great show.
You too, man. Be smooth. Vlad is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
J2 flipping R. How you doing, man?
What did you call me? You didn't call me TP, but I'm the J to the what?
J to the flipping R.
Flipping R. Okay, good. What's up, Vlad?
I'll never call you TP. Yeah, man. I want to talk about the NBA playoffs. You know, I'm a Celtics fan, so I want Jason Tatum to bounce back and, you know, make it to the finals again. I know the Bucks are going to be a big, big roadblock, but I'm trusting Jason Tatum and Joe Mazzulla and the boys, and hopefully they can make some noise, you know, JR?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think starting off here against the Hawks will be a good warm-up for them. The Hawks are not – they ain't no pushovers, okay? The Hawks are going to score points. But are they going to stop the Celtics from scoring? I don't see that. And so I think this is a good start for the Celtics. They don't run up against anybody.
Drop that merch too, man, please, before I go. Drop that merch.
Okay, it's Vlad, you want a JR Sport Brief hoodie, don't you?
I also want a it's summer. It's about to be summertime, man.
You want a T-shirt?
So I need a muscle shirt now.
You need a muscle shirt?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I was only going to sell hoodies and T-shirts, but now you want a muscle shirt. I got you, Vlad, okay?
All right, appreciate it, brother.
All right, thank you, Vlad, for calling from Illinois. Yeah, I gotta get the store together. You want some muscle shirt? You in Illinois, man. It's going to take a little bit longer for it to really stay warm consistently. You buy a hoodie. James is here from Houston. He could wear a muscle shirt. Hey, James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Let's go, JR. Put it out, baby.
I'm going to let the world know when the store's up. What's going on, James?
Man, I just called to say that it feels so good in Houston to hustle the rest of the NFL because we down here, we understand it doesn't matter. If we get the quarterback, we're fine. If we get the Alabama defensive end, we're fine. Hell, if we get Jalen Carter, we're fine because we suck. So anywhere is up.
Well, don't you want a quarterback? You won't necessarily have the first pick, obviously. You're going to have to get whoever Carolina doesn't take. And now we even hear, oh, man, they may take Anthony Richardson. Don't you want a quarterback?
If it's Alabama's quarterback, we're taking him all day.
You want Bryce?
Anybody else? We'll take the picks instead. We'll do something instead. Here's what I'm saying is that by the Texans not saying anything, all of these people that are just grappling for clicks and this, they're doing all the rumor mill for us. We don't even have to do any lying because they're doing the lying for us. And so what happens is it's putting pressure on the Seattles of the world, the Oaklands of the world, Vegas of the world. Because not only do they have to worry about whether or not we're going to take the quarterback, they're only two really big-time defensive players at the top, in my opinion, Jalen Carter and the Alabama kid.
Well, so I'll agree with you on this, James. Knowing that the Texans, and I feel like the number one spot it belongs to Houston, it feels like every year. It must be nice to not necessarily have that same pressure, huh?
Yeah, man, it's a different thing, but, we really got to get these Astros going because that's by the time we come off the championship run, we'll be ready for the football.
Okay, James. Hey, take
Hold
solace
down,
in having
baby.
A
Hold
champion, okay? Well, thank you, man. Yeah. You take it easy, okay? I'm like, he's like, oh, we got to get these Astros going. I'm like, oh, okay, call over. We don't need to talk to him no more. They just won a World Series. Like, what more? Relax. It's like in a different type of way. That's like everybody telling Bill Belichick, hey, Bill, when are you winning the next one? He's like, relax, please. Please. Marco Belletti, you love the Astros, don't you? I know you do.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love the Astros?
Yeah, you love them. You wearing a Yankee hat right now?
You know I am.
How you feeling about the Yankees this year?
They'll be exactly what they are. 95 wins, get into the playoffs, and crumble. It'll be great.
Astros will beat them again?
They can't beat the Astros. They don't match up at all.
Yeah. That's how it goes. And I heard Tampa – well, you know what? Instead of asking you here about Tampa Bay, I'll make them play the fancy music.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The only reason I call, you made me laugh my ass off. I nearly collapsed on the floor with laughter. When I turned you on, the first thing you said, and I think you should start writing some of this down and compile it into a book.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That sounds dangerous. I don't need nobody doubling over onto the floor and laughter. That's... sounds dangerous. I think they still sell Life Alert. Do they still have Life Alert, Shep? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure they do, yes.
So what happened? You just press the button and, like, somebody just comes over to the house, right? 911 or something?
Well, listen, I'm in my late 30s, not late 90s. I don't know how that stuff works.
Life Alert. I don't know. See all these commercials. Is Joe Namath selling it, or is he selling insurance?
He's too young to be selling Life Alert.
Joe Namath?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to be 81 at most.
Well, what are some other commercials? I haven't seen Brett Favre in any commercials recently. I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder.
Who? What other old athletes do commercials? Who else is it?
I'm trying. Joe Namath. Old athletes that do commercials. Well, Michael does commercials.
Jordan?
He always pops up every now and then. Barkley does a lot of them, especially during March.
Forget Charles Barkley.
Like older athletes?
Yeah, what commercial have you seen Michael Jordan in?
The underwear ones.
Michael Jordan is still selling underwear?
Well,
are you
sure? They're in syndication, so like it's not that he's made them recently, but he's done so many of them.
Oh, nah, get out of here. Who are some old athletes? See, there are none.
DeMaggio used to do the coffee ones all the time, but that was back in the day.
No, I'm talking about now.
No, I understand that. Old athletes that do commercials now,
Joe Namath, all day. All day,
Joe.
That's
a great question. I'm trying to think of, like, Jabbar's not... I mean, does Magic... He's not old, right?
Magic Johnson is not... He's in commercials for HIV medication, right?
No. He's in a lot of Sprite commercials now.
Magic Johnson?
Magic does a lot of commercials, yes. But they Magic's not old, though.
They still sell Sprite?
Pepsi, Sprite, Coke... Coke Zero.
Well, Sprite is not in the same category as that other. I mean, come on.
I'm just saying, Magic's in a lot of commercials. Is my point, though.
I don't watch enough TV, man.
I'm saying that's why I'm blanking on a lot of this right now.
I don't know what's on. I just know it could be 4 a.m. in the morning. It could be 4 p.m. It could be 11. There's Joe Namath. He's selling insurance or Medicaid or something. I don't know what he's selling. I don't know.
Quick question for you. Do you know have not seen in like a decade do anything besides like just like in celebratory baseball promotions? Other than that, we don't see them commercialized.
Who?
And it's a real real disappointment that he's not. Willie Mays.
Willie, he's old, bruh.
Like the last 10 years, like he doesn't do anything.
How old is he?
Actually, like he's early 90s. JR, he's the last guy. Like, Ted's gone, Joe D's gone, Ernie's gone, Hank's gone, Frank's gone, Willie's now gone.
Shep, if I make it to 91 years old, if I make it...
And by the way, Joe,
when
I say Willie, I don't mean Sehey, I mean McCovey, just for the record.
Oh, I thought you were talking about... Wait. Let's go back here.
Right.
Who are you talking about that we haven't seen in 10 years?
The Sehey kid, but I also remember there's two Willies when we talk about baseball legends, especially Giants, and I want to make it clear I was talking about Willie McCovey being gone, not Willie Mays, but my point is he's the last one.
Like, so we're on the same page. Right. Willie Mays is 91 years old.
No, I understand that, but there's 100-year-olds that are still practicing medicine in this country, and Willie Mays can't like pop up in a commercial? That's not asking for a lot. In the last 10 years, JR, come on now. Like,
he is 91 years old.
Bob Shepard was doing PA work till 100.
He talked for a living, okay?
Commercial
he was
Willie
a professor,
yeah.
And he spoke. Willie Mays played baseball. And the last time I saw Willie Mays, I think every time that I've seen Willie Mays, the man was in a wheelchair. If I make it to 91 years old, if I make it.
When you make it to 91, keep going.
If I make it.
Yep.
I want to be left alone. I don't think, and I'm not Willie Mays. I could be JR from Dallas. I could be JR from here on CBS. I could be JR, world famous baseball player. If I get to 91, it has nothing to do with my profession or anything. If I get to 91, I want to be left alone. The hell alone.
So
I want to look at my family and be left alone.
I respect all that, but you're telling me from the age of 81 to 91, there's this wealth and absolute in-depth knowledge that you have to share with the world, and it's just not going anywhere. And that's what I feel like with Willie Mays can shed so much insight and so much knowledge about, and so much, I would just say.
I'm sure he has.
About the game, and we never hear from him, and it's a damn shame. Because he was disrespected for about 20, 30 years when Joe DiMaggio insisted everywhere he got introduced, he's the greatest living ball player, even though you and I both know no one has Joe DiMaggio even in the same stratosphere as Willie Mays.
Correct.
Right.
And I Googled Willie Mays. 2015.
8 years
Willie
ago.
Willie Mays gets out of wheelchair to join President Obama on stage. This was 2015.
You're right, because people can't do commercials from wheelchairs these days.
That's not the point. I mean, people don't, not everybody wants to be, you know, in Front Street. People want to be, he's lived this life in the public eye. Like, you don't think he goes, man, just, I'm 91, leave me alone?
But I think Joe Namath, and this, and part of it was the,
hold on,
the
I'm going to say that this is the answer to Joe Namath. Okay. And I've met Joe Namath. I've met his daughter. They are very lovely people. I like them. Joe Namath was a pimp. Not like that. My apologies. I like him, but I don't need a lawsuit. He was just a cool, I need to be seen. He was a trailblazer. I'm going to wear stockings. I'm going to put on a fur coat. I'm going to get deals. Joe Namath is about the flash. That's his thing. And so to have Joe Namath now, even in his 80s, is almost just like, hey, I'm still here. It's like Ric Flair. Ric Flair has literally almost died multiple times. And Ric Flair will not go anywhere because Ric Flair needs to be seen. Not everybody needs to be seen. Not everybody has a yearning for it.
But no, JR, and I respect everything you're saying. It makes all the sense in the world. But I do think there's an in-between. You don't have to be in the public eye every day of your life or even every year, for God's sakes. It doesn't have to be like an anniversary every 365 days. All I'm just saying is Willie Mays has disappeared and fallen off the face of the earth. Like, we don't hear from this guy for a decade now.
He's 91. We don't know health problems. I'm sure there are some. I mean,
right, but Christopher Plummer was getting
older.
Was winning Oscars, you know, around that age. So I'm just saying, like, 91 is not ancient.
Everybody ages differently. Man, we got people who are, you know, in their 50s and 60s and have issues of people in their 90s. We have people in their 90s who are like 60. Every time I saw Willie Mays, and you said in 10 years, every time I've seen a man, he's in a chair. We have celebrities now, and I'm talking about athletes. I mean, Kawhi Leonard don't talk to nobody. We got plenty of people. I don't know what they sound like. DeMar DeRozan barely speaks. It's amazing that his daughter and a poor young lady was receiving death threats. That shows you how what a crackpot world we live in.
She's nine.
When a nine-year-old screaming at a basketball game is receiving death threats. That's why I told you. Somebody called a couple months ago, or a month ago. JR, are you advocating violence for the basketball players to, you know, Bradley Beal? He deserved to hit that guy. Yeah, that guy deserved to get hit by Bradley Beal. Should Bradley Beal have done it? No, he shouldn't have, but he certainly deserved it. And you want to tell me opposite? You know, anonymous jerks? And I know, I get it. Some of them are anonymous jerks. It only takes one anonymous jerk to really feel emboldened to go and do something. And they all deserve to get smacked. They should line them up, figure out who they are. They should let DeMar DeRozan, all 6'5" of him, 220, 230 pounds of him, just let him punch everybody in the face. What a world. And then you wonder why certain people, man, they just want to be left alone. Even when they're 91 years old. Hey, God bless Willie Mays and whatever he's doing. He might be taking a nap right now. He might be eating ice cream. I don't know. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. Rodney calling from Alabama. What's up, Rodney?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
What up? I just want to talk about, you excited to watch our Knicks this weekend? You excited?
No, not.
So I'm looking forward to it. Personally, I think we... Knicks and folk. That's my opinion.
The Knicks. Wait.
The Knicks.
Slow down. You said the New York Knicks are going to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. You said in 5 games, 4-1.
Four games, 4-0.
They're going to sweep them. Okay,
that's right. What I would.
Give me some more predictions. Tell me about some of the other games.
Other games going to be a wash. The Hawks going to get swept. The Nets going to lose probably in 5. And I think the Lakers might win in 7.
Okay.
But
the Knicks are going to sweep the Cavs. All right, okay.
That's what I believe, because I don't think Donovan Mitchell doesn't move me. He doesn't move the needle for me. Everybody's talking about, Mitchell did not eat.
Like, what about Julius Randle probably being on one leg?
Julius Randle, I'll take Randle on one leg than Mitchell on two legs.
Oh, okay, all right. What have you had to eat tonight, Roddy? You have anything special to eat?
Nope, just chicken.
What was in it? What type of chicken?
I don't know. I got to talk to the ladies in the cafeteria. They might have spiked it with some. Who knows?
The ladies in the who?
The ladies in the cafeteria. They might have spiked it with some. But who knows?
You're a college student.
Oh no, I work in a hospital.
Oh, wait a minute. So the ladies in the hospital are putting stuff in the chicken?
They might have put some extra in it. Who knows?
Okay. Did you smoke the chicken or did you eat it?
I can't say all that on air. You know that.
All right. Well, you work in a hospital. Hey, be safe, Rodney. Okay.
You too. Be easy.
All right. Thank you so. Thank you, Rodney. With the. Was that amusing? Oh, I got chicken from the cafeteria. I'm like, cafeteria? What? Oh, hospital cafeteria?
He said he had the 76ers and Nets getting swept. They're both playing each other.
Is that what he said? I didn't even catch that.
Yes.
I kind of just, after he said the New York Knicks thing, I'm just like, yeah, well, humor me some more. Oh. That chicken in a hospital cafeteria. Oh, my God. Chicken sounds awful. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, phone lines open if you want to holler at me. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. We're going to talk some of these playoff matchups. Talk about the Dallas Mavericks. I saw Buda Baker wants to be traded. So everybody wants money. And Mark Cuban is ready to lose some. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades? Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.